for tuning in to WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. It's time for Why So Curious? That's our series where you ask the questions and our producers answer them. Christina from Kettering asked Why So Curious.
What's with the craft beer community in Dayton? Has it always been there, or have we just suddenly, all these breweries are popping up? I'm just wondering what's with the movement.
Well, the craft beer movement hasn't always been there. In just the last 4 years, the Miami Valley has gone from having no microbreweries to at least a dozen. But Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds found Dayton's growing craft beer scene has a couple new twists, and one very old one.
Dayton's newest brewery is in Carillon Historical Park. Tanya Brock is standing in front of a big brick fire pit inside the Carillon Brewing Company.
Every morning, just like what I've done right now, we have to start our fire that is underneath our 100-gallon copper kettle.
Brock, who is Carillon's bar manager, is wearing an apron and a plaid floor-length dress with long sleeves. She's explaining how to make beer the old-fashioned way, sans electricity.
So it's going to take a good hour, hour and a half for all of that water to come up to temperature. And then you see this trough here. We will hand ladle all of that water out of there into the trough 1 gallon at a time, a bucket on a stick.
And this is the first step in how beer was made back in the 1800s, which was another boom time for Dayton breweries.
What we are doing here is replicating as much of the 1850s brewing process as possible. And that is everything from, obviously, my costuming to the materials that all of our equipment is made from, with the copper kettles and the wood barrels and the wooden ladles, to the actual ingredients themselves.
Carillon worked with other historical museums, like Colonial Williamsburg, to make sure the equipment and processes are accurate to the era.
We are the nation's first museum to have a production brewery, and we're the first brewery in the nation to replicate the historical brewing process.
And Carillon Historical Park is just one of the enterprises that's cashing in on the microbrewing trend. The Miami Valley now hosts 5 beer festivals and has 2 companies that provide chauffeured brewery tours. There's even a microbrewing consulting firm. I'm at a festival called Beer. That's B-E-E-R in all caps with an exclamation point. Nick Bowman of Warpwing Brewery is telling me about some of his brewery's partnership beers. A coffee beer made with a local cafe, a bourbon-inspired beer made with a downtown bar.
And then the last one we did was Esther's Little Secret, a collaboration with Esther Price Candies. We did a scotch ale and used their signature caramels. We sold out of that in 3 days. So, yeah, it's all about highlighting, you know, some of the gems in Dayton, you know.
Dayton breweries aren't just partnering with other small businesses. They're actively working and planning together, choosing to collaborate rather than compete. They co-host events, and they even borrow kegs and ingredients, like barley and hops, from one another. Justin Conan is with Star City Brewery in Miamisburg.
We like to feel that we are working together as a group because it's about Dayton and Dayton beer. It's not about us winning out over each other. So we work together. We actually have meetings with each other to discuss better ways to like promote and propagate Dayton beer to make Dayton a spot on the map for beer.
And there's still room for more microbreweries in Dayton. The average American drinks over 20 gallons of beer a year, but the vast majority still comes from industrial brewers like Anheuser-Busch and Miller. At the same time, recent state legislation has lowered licensing fees and allowed microbreweries to sell directly to bars and restaurants, creating larger profits for smaller breweries. That makes it easy to imagine a Dayton where microbreweries are as common as pizza parlors and coffee shops. For WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Why So Curious is our occasional series where you ask questions and our reporters answer them online and on air. Check out pictures and more information on craft brewers on WISO.org. And while you're there, click the link to ask your own question for Why So Curious. Thanks for tuning in.